Because I think the difficulty in letting go of something that's no longer serving you isn't the actual act of letting go, but typically it's the feelings that come along with acknowledging that something that did once serve you, perhaps launched a new phase of your life or shifted your timelines, is something that's just not doing it for you anymore. Hi, friends, and welcome to Do the Damn Thing. I'm your host, Lauren LaRue. I am the CEO and founder of LaRue, a growing community for ambitious women, connecting them with programming and resources that intentionally support their professional and personal growth. We are not just another community focused on the success of your career. We're here to support you in every step of your life. It's not just about being successful. It's about healing your mindset, getting to know your true self, and aligning with your most wild ambitions. I created this podcast with the intent to document my personal experiences through life and offer women a safe space to land and learn about the journey we are all on together, which is why this podcast is the right place for all of you beautiful souls showing up and ready to live intentionally. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to another exciting episode of the Do the Damn Thing podcast. I feel really pumped to be recording this podcast episode today. Typically, I, you know, just jot down like a couple of notes for a podcast, points that I really want to make sure I hit. But today I felt really inspired to record this podcast. I got the idea for this podcast like a week or two ago, but last week we had, as you know, a fabulous guest on. So it took me a minute to get to this recording, but today when I sat down to do this, I made lots of notes, outlined a couple of things because I feel really excited to talk about letting go of things that are no longer serving us and what those hard truths are about letting things go. Because I think the difficulty in letting go of something that's no longer serving you isn't the actual act of letting go, but typically it's the feelings that come along with acknowledging that something that did once serve you, perhaps launched a new phase of your life or shifted your timelines, is something that's just not doing it for you anymore. The acknowledgement piece is the most difficult, and that's what I want to talk about today. I came up with the idea for this podcast because I've been in a recent phase of my own life where I've been letting a lot of things go, and I've seen that in letting things go, I've found a lot of difficulty in the acknowledgement of it, not just that something's no longer serving me, but sometimes it can feel really hard to acknowledge how much we are changing, how much our lives are changing, and the ways that we're actually showing up to certain things. And a lot of these changes in my personal life have felt really difficult to let go, not just because of the growth aspect. Like, obviously, the growth aspect feels really exciting. It feels really wonderful to be able to acknowledge how much my own life is changing, how much I'm changing as a person, and the ways that I'm showing up to my relationships and my life and my business. But a lot of the times, those things can feel really scary. Changes like that can feel really hard to acknowledge. It can feel really difficult to let certain aspects of yourself, your personality, of, you know, your daily habits and routines, it can feel really hard to let those things go. So I'm really excited to talk about this today because I think that this is a concept or an ideation that we all go through at some point or another, right? We all let go of certain things like a job, even a person, a relationship. We let go of places. We let go of sentimentality. We let go of things that mean a lot to us or people or, you know, anything in our life that we can let go and outgrow. And it can feel really hard to acknowledge how we're outgrowing certain things or certain places or certainly certain people. I feel like that is one of the really toughies in knowing that, you know, you've outgrown a certain relationship, whether it's a partnership, a friendship, a physical or intimate relationship. It can feel really difficult to get to your, to allow your mind to get to a place where you can acknowledge the why and the how you've outgrown something. So the first thing I want to talk about today is things that I've personally outgrown in my life, and then get into more of a generalized conversation of how you can prompt yourself and kind of invite yourself to acknowledge things that you've maybe outgrown that you're probably your subconscious mind already knows. It's just the actual act of acknowledging, like, hey, maybe this isn't working for me anymore. Maybe this isn't serving me anymore, and how you can get yourself to make that acknowledgement and then therefore let things go. So I've noticed a lot of recent changes in my personal life that have felt, some have felt really comfortable to let go, some have felt really exciting to let go, and then others have felt very, like I said, sentimental. I think that's a really common feeling in letting things go, because so much of our day-to-day life is a part of our identity. It's how we identify ourselves. It's how we identify maybe the ways that we show up to certain things. So maybe your business or your career or your friendships or whatever. And so the sentimentality aspect, I think that I definitely want to touch on, is that you're understanding, you know, not just you've changed, but the things around you have changed. You've grown so much that certain things that, like I said, may have shifted a timeline or launched a new phase of your life just aren't really what they used to be anymore. So that for me personally has been the LaRue articles and blog. Now, as you guys know, if you're a tried and true listener of this podcast, you know that this entire business, the entire concept behind LaRue, all started with this blog. I launched this business in one of the most difficult phases of my life. I launched it when I was at a lowest low and just on the beginning charts of healing that low and working with a team of people to heal that low. And I launched the blog as a way for me to communicate those feelings and that journey with anyone who wanted to know more about it. And even so, even though that was my impression to myself of what I wanted the blog to be, it took me many, many months before I actually got to that space where I felt comfortable sharing like the hard, hard parts of my journey. The blog started out as something very surface level. You know, I even talked about, like, sometimes I talk about fashion, sometimes I talked about like books and career and all of the things that I knew were really tangible to me. And everything I skirted around was my healing journey, my fears, my anxieties, my grief, my depression, etc. But the blog was the very first outlet I had of LaRue. When I started musing and started ideating on this vision I had for this business, I had absolutely not a freaking clue what I wanted it to become. And it was during the age of COVID. COVID had just exploded. Like, we were in the first year of it where no one knew what the hell was going on. No one knew how long it was going to last. And everyone was in a constant state of like heightened anxiety and fear. And I thought to myself, you know, I want a thing that's my own. At this point in my life, I was still thinking that I was going to go work in a corporate job. I didn't think, I truly believe, I certainly didn't think that I would end up launching a business that would be the rest of my life. And when I sat down to start writing the blog and thinking about how I wanted to form a business, I always thought of it as, this is going to be some sort of side hustle, which was a really common concept around blogs, right? Like, the height of the blog era was like mid 2010s, like early 2010s to mid, 2015, I would say, or even earlier. Really, it was like 2005 to 2012, maybe. It was like the height of the blog era, and they were popping up everywhere. And, so I definitely hit that train pretty late. But I knew that I wanted something that was just my own. Whether no one or everyone showed up to read it, I wanted a place that felt like a home to me. And it's really interesting that I hear myself say that too, because when I'm working with a new client on the creative studio side of things, I don't like to call websites websites. I always call it a digital home for your brand. And so creating the blog, designing my own website, which, the original LaRue website was the very first website that I myself got to design, which was such a fun process for myself. But when I first designed that website, I think that is the kind of unattached thought I had to it. Like, I don't think I was actively realizing that was the thought, but I knew that I wanted a home for myself. And that meant creating a website where I could write a blog no matter who was reading it, and I got to show up and just try. Let me really enhance the word try, to be my most authentic self. It took me a really long time to get there, but I did. And so more recently, It feels really, even recording this episode, it feels really hard to acknowledge this because the blog was such a trajectory shift for myself. It was the beginning of something that would change the rest of my life. It was the beginning of LaRue. And I certainly don't want to say, because I just don't see myself doing this, I don't want to say that I'm going to be giving up the blog forever. I think no matter how much LaRue grows and when it grows to the point where I see it, where it's this big massive company, we have the co-working spaces, we have the online membership, like the blogs are still going to be very valuable as free content. But of course, there's going to be other contributors. It'll have, you know, a different central focus. But right now, I've really been in a phase where I've been heavily leaning on the podcast a lot more. The podcast has grown a lot. I have a lot more following, which is really exciting. It's getting a lot more downloads. And I think that I've been really just leaning into this love of having like a digital journal versus, or an auditory journal versus a digital journal, where I get to share, you know, the intimate parts of my life with you guys, because the LaRue brand is not, it's not just about me. Of course, like my face is the face behind the brand. My personal story with grief and trauma is the entire purpose around this intentional brand. But with launching the community, the brand itself is definitely going through a massive, massive transformation where the brand is about you guys. This is about how I and my resources and the programming can serve you guys. This is about every ambitious woman who needs these personal and professional resources. And my podcast has been the place where I've been able to come and show up and share my personal view of life and what's going on in the world right now and just everything I'm experiencing. And it's my week-to-week journal for you guys about where I get to show up and create my sense of authority, right? Where I get to show up with my research, my knowledge, my experience, my understandings, and share those with you guys as an authority figure to help establish the brand. And the blog recently hasn't really felt like that. And to be very honest, and it feels hard to admit this, it has felt more taxing and more of a chore than the pleasure I used to get from sitting down and writing a blog. Because in the beginning stages of LaRue, like, there wasn't much to the business. I would post on Pinterest each week and I would write the blog and I would ideate on ways I can grow. So that's when, you know, I was thinking about launching the podcast. That's when I built out and launched my first and only course. That's when I built out and launched the first LaRue product. And in that time, specifically before launching the podcast, it felt really fun to sit down and write those blogs every week because it was the way I was sharing this journey with anyone who wanted to read about it. But now I'm at a phase where my business has grown so exponentially and so wonderfully and so beautifully that unfortunately, and which I know all of you can understand, I just don't have the time to do everything I used to do anymore. And I think that the blog, and I was realizing this a lot last week when I had just gotten back from Florida. My week was just jam-packed trying to catch up on some client work and just community work and just all the work I do in general for this business each week. And I was getting to the blog, and last Thursday I went to a networking event, which was so much fun. It was an amazing female founders event. It was just such a wonderful experience. And on Wednesday, since I was going on Thursday, I was sitting there thinking like, oh my gosh, I don't have time to write this blog. I got to get this done. Like, I'm just going to have to power through. And when I kept saying those things to myself, it felt very taxing and it just kind of felt irritating to say like, okay, I'm the one who runs this business. I don't have a boss. Why am I forcing myself to do this if it's not feeling good, if it's not feeling in alignment anymore? And I think that I've very, very, very much been slowly realizing that the blog is just feeling more like a chore than anything. But last week, when I was getting ready for this event, I was so, so busy. I had so many calls last week. I just felt like, you know what? I'm just not going to do it this week. And that's okay. And giving myself that freedom to not do it and make that decision felt so much more in alignment with myself than forcing myself to do something that in reality, just kind of needed to be let go of that week. And so now I think I'm going to take some time to muse, maybe journal on how I see the blog and the articles moving forward. But I do know in my heart that it's time to shift a little bit around that realm. I think the blog is going to become maybe like a once a month or a once every couple of weeks, or honestly, maybe it's a once when the wind moves me in a while type of vibe, where if I get a spark of a blog idea, I'm just like, oh, that's great. Let me write a blog on that. Because sometimes it's not always about the podcast, because in the more recent months and years of the blog and the podcast, because I went through a couple of different phases of like aligning the two, where there was one phase, which I think I guess was my favorite, where I would have a topic for the week for both. And then the podcast would be my place where I would share like my personal opinion on something or my experiences or like a backstory behind whatever the topic was. And then the article was where I shared very like tangible advice, like shared like 1, 2, 3 step plans and things like that. And then I slowly shifted out of that phase. I don't honestly remember why, but then I just kind of started picking different topics where I would just do one thing for the blog and one thing for the podcast. But now I think I'm in a place where the blog is just, it's no longer serving the purpose I want it to for myself. It's definitely serving the purpose it needs to for the business. I get over 1,000 hits on my website each month. I've grown my subscribers list so much. You know, I've done a lot with things like SEO, if you're familiar with search terms, where I've been able to establish myself as an internet authority, I guess you could say, for intentional living, for certain topics that I write a lot about on the blog. But right now, I think I'm just in a phase where the alignment isn't totally there. And it does feel really hard. It does feel like a really hard truth to acknowledge that, because I have so much sentimental connection to the blog and to the articles. It's the place where LaRue was born. It's the place where, you know, I've really documented my own personal growth there and in this podcast. And I think it just feels almost like, you know, letting something fly the nest or something really special just coming to a close. Like, you know, that feeling of watching a really fantastic TV show, like something that you totally love, and then getting to the end and knowing that the cast, like the actual human cast, must just be so sad to let this phase of their life go. Like, I think about that. If you guys don't know this, I am absolutely 1,000,000% Friends obsessed. Friends is my all-time favorite TV show. It is like home to me. It is coming home to me. It is the show I go to every time I'm feeling upset. Like, I can't even begin to tell you how many times I've watched that show. And I could promise with all of my worth, I could kick ass at Friends trivia, which I have in the past. So that's what I think about. Like, when I think about important chapters of our lives coming to a close, I think of it as like this cast of, you know, your emotions, or this cast of internal characters that we have that are saying goodbye to something that feels really close and feels like home. And that's what this has felt like for me. So I want to touch on a couple other things, but that's the biggest one right now that has felt really difficult. And even when I jotted down the notes for this podcast, my position around the blog was what I've let go of recently. I wrote down my obligation to the blog. And even using the word obligation tells me right now that, yeah, maybe it's time to take a step back. Nothing about this business beyond like the admin work should feel like an obligation, because if I could have someone do all of the admin work and like all of my finances, I absolutely would. But we're not quite there yet. So the only thing that should feel like an obligation is, you know, the back end facing of the business, but the blog is forward facing. It's for you guys. It's for everybody. And, you know, I'll definitely maintain it. It's definitely something I want to continue to be evergreen to this business. And it's never something I think I would fully let go of. But as of right now, tides are shifting, things are changing. And, you know, I think it's time to just take a little mini step back, and when the wind moves me, I'll do it. Or, you know, once a month, I think feels really, really good to me right now. So I think that's what we're going to do. And I feel really excited about that. So I hope you guys will cheer me on in that decision. And I'm sure that as I'm talking about this, especially I think in the correlation I just made of, like, you know, letting a cast of characters internally, bringing them to a close, we all can understand what that feels like. So another close that I've recently experienced, and I think I've touched on this a little bit in recent podcasts, but as you guys know about me, I've always been a very active person. I was a competitive dancer growing up. I've always been athletic, like despite all my knee problems. I've always been someone who craves physical activity and physical exertion. It's a fantastic way for us to fuel and feed our body with endorphins, and it's something I crave on a daily basis. But more recently, I want to say around like Christmas time, so a couple of months ago, when my boyfriend and I went home to Florida, we were there for like 2.5 weeks. I was there for the holidays, and then we were there, you know, helping take care of my mom after she had a shoulder surgery. I was just feeling, again, this word obligation comes to mind. I was just feeling really annoyed with the gym. I wasn't getting the results I wanted. And I've always, like, especially as a dancer, I've always been very strong in my body. I have legs that, you know, my brother used to say when we were younger, when I was, you know, going to dance like 22 hours a week was my height. My brother always used to say I have legs that could stop a truck, like not like beautifully, but they were beautiful. But you know what I mean? Like I could, you know, they were very, very strong. And I've always been someone who's just very physically strong, but haven't always found myself physically fit. You know, I carry a little bit of love on me, which we all do. And I, you know, I love that love. But more recently, as I've becoming more of an adult, you know, growing in my age and growing in just my own comfortability in my own life, I found that I haven't been as comfortable in my body as of late. And the gym was just feeling, again, so much like an obligation, so much like a chore, and I was just very much getting fed up with it. Like, that's what I was telling everybody. I'm fed up with the gym. It's not doing it for me. And I know that something that felt hard about it also was that I wasn't going to, like, a membership gym. I was just going to the gym in my building, and I'm definitely someone who craves, like, power in, I don't want to say competition because you're not competing with people in the gym, but craves the, I guess, like authority, or what's the word I'm looking for? Like the motivation you get from having other people working really hard around you. Like that's just what I wanted. And sometimes I would go to the gym downstairs and it would just be me. And I would just kind of be lazily like roaming about, doing my workouts, doing the walking. And I was always just thinking like, oh my God, get me the hell out of here. And I know I definitely would have been doing better had I been in a gym that was a membership, but one, I didn't feel like paying for that, and two, I don't have a car, so I didn't want to do that walking every day. So I just decided, you know, because I was also going to the gym at like 6:30 in the morning, so I decided more recently that I was going to make a shift, and I have decided to, quote, quit the gym, if, again, Friends reference. And I decided to pay way more for a Pilates membership than I would have a gym membership. But I have been absolutely freaking loving it. Now, this is the longest since I started going to a gym over 3 years ago that I haven't gone to the gym. And it feels weird. It definitely feels odd. But I feel so much more aligned with this route I've been taking now. And it feels so much more fun because I have a regimented schedule. Mondays and Fridays, I go to the 6 a.m. class. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I go to the 6:30 a.m. class. And it's just like the moment I wake up, I feel excited to go to Pilates. I feel energized. And I think one of the most like emotional attachments I have to it is that going to Pilates has very, very much realigned me with like my inner dancer. If you don't know what Pilates is, like you use this massive, what's called a reformer contraption, and it's such a wonderful, calm exercise. And the HIIT workout classes, like the weightlifting in the gym, has just felt really not in alignment. So that was definitely a easier of the conversation thus far of letting things go that are no longer serving me. I think the hard truth in that realization was coming to terms with the fact that the gym just wasn't doing it for me anymore. And I felt very uncomfortable, I think, making the decision to let go of the gym because I wasn't sure if I was going to get the results that I wanted as well in Pilates. So I think I felt a little scared of letting that go and allowing myself to step into something a little bit more feminine, which, again, as I've talked about so many times on this podcast, I am definitely someone who lives in my masculine energy. Like, sometimes it can feel very hard for me to connect to my feminine energy, especially as an entrepreneur. Like, all I do is exist in my masculine all day. So I think that felt like the feminine side of me definitely taking charge for, you know, the whole part of me and deciding that, you know what, we're going to make this change and it's going to feel good. And I followed that alignment. I followed that truth and it's felt amazing. I love Pilates. I'm obsessed with it. I go freaking 6 times a week. So I'll keep you guys updated on that. And then finally, the last thing I've let go of recently, and when I say this has been so freaking hard, let me be so real. It has been so freaking hard. I have made some changes in my nutrition. So if you guys somewhat recently, like I think around August or September is when I recorded this podcast, but several months back, so I guess not that recent, but a little while ago, whenever that may be, I recorded a podcast episode on some recent health realizations, and I have something called Hashimoto's disease, and I also paired with that have an autoimmune deficiency with a ridiculous name that I cannot say out loud because it's like 7 words. So I have a lot of thyroid issues. My T3 levels are very dysfunctional, and the hormone issues that I experience from my Hashimoto's and the hormone issues and just regular health issues I experience from my autoimmune deficiency have made it really difficult for me to lose and maintain a loss of weight. And I know this can be a hard subject for certain people, so I just want to invite you to listen to the rest of this podcast with a lot of emotional in touchness. If you feel like this is too hard, please feel free to close this podcast. Or if you feel like, you know, this isn't in alignment, again, close the podcast, come back. But this is a change that I've been going through recently. So about 6 weeks ago, I decided to work with a nutritionist because both my endocrine doctor and my general health practitioner told me it was time to let go of dairy. Now, when I say I wanted to cry, and I immediately said to these doctors, no, absolutely not. It's not happening. They both laughed. They said, this is the reaction we get all the time, but you should consider it. Going dairy free and gluten free. And I was just like, how the F am I going to do this? I could live off a ball of cheese. I could live in a cheese house. Again, Friends reference. And I was very depressed at this idea. And I have been told by my endocrine doctor since I was in high school that I should give up dairy. And I just kept saying, like, no, absolutely not. I'd rather live as I am now than live miserably without cheese and milk. So when I started making this change around the gym and Pilates, I decided, you know what, maybe it's time I just talk to a nutritionist. I just talked to someone who could let me know and outline what this would look like for me and how it would make me feel and just go through the general conversation. No obligation necessary, but let's just chat. So my mom connected me with a nutrition friend of hers who has been amazing. And I decided to go into her 5-week program where I would cut out dairy, cut out carbs, cut out gluten, and cut out alcohol. Now, if you're crying along with me, then believe me, I'm with you because it was so, so hard to make those choices. But like you all know I'm about to say, like you've heard every single person who has made this choice say, it has been a wonderful decision. And I even like sincerely hate to admit that. That is the hard truth. But it has been wonderful. In those 5 weeks, I've only lost 4 pounds. Now, only, that's relative, but I've lost a little bit of weight. However, the changes in my mood, the changes in my energy, the changes in my just overall day-to-day have been fantastic. I have felt so much more excited. I felt so much more energized. Waking up at 5:20 and 5:50 has felt like no problem. I'm getting great sleep. Like overall, feeling great. Now, before I say anything else about this, let me just say, this is not a diet, and this is a lifestyle shift I've made that has not completely cut out these things. I am not gluten-free. I am not dairy-free. I am not alcohol-free. However, I am making very conscious choices about when I allow myself to have these things. So I have dairy maybe twice a week. I have heavy carbs like bread and rice and things like that maybe once a week. And I have alcohol maybe once or twice a week. I am just trying to make a much more conscious choice about when, where, and specifically why I'm allowing myself to enjoy these pleasures. Because, yeah, I'm going to enjoy it in the moment a hell of a lot. But am I going to enjoy it tomorrow? That's the question I'm trying to ask myself. So, one, let me just outright state, I am not in any way encouraging anyone to go on a diet. This is a lifestyle shift I've made. I hate diets. I don't believe in them at all. I don't believe in the word diet. But I've made some exciting lifestyle shifts that have come with some hard truths about, you know, having to let certain things go that I guess is kind of the opposite premise around this podcast, that serve you in an exciting way. Like, I freaking love cheese. Give me a charcuterie board and I'll tear that thing apart. But I've also had to make the decision of letting go of these things that I know aren't serving my body and serving my mental, emotional, and physical health. So the hard truth there has been, you know, just making sure I'm making the adult decision, the conscious choice of taking care of my body and making sure that when I do allow myself to enjoy these pleasures, it's with a very conscious consideration about how I'm going to feel tomorrow and how it's going to make my body feel and how it's going to make me feel emotionally and mentally. So that is the overall message I have to share with you guys, and the encouragement I do have to share with you guys is, in general, around hard truths and around letting things go, it should be a very conscious decision. And it should be one that you're asking yourself, how is this going to serve my body? How is this going to serve my mind and my physical, emotional, and mental health? How is this going to serve the next X amount of time in my life? And why is it that I need to let this certain thing go? So I'm going to leave you guys there. I really hope that this podcast overall just felt very encouraging. And I know that it's a message we all need to hear, whether it's something really big we need to be letting go of or something even small. Like I said, I made a small shift from the gym to Pilates, and it's made a massive amount of difference in, again, my physical, emotional, and mental health. And I've just absolutely been loving it. So if you're not quite sure, which I think everyone knows what they need to let go of, but maybe it's just that you haven't had that conscious realization yet, I encourage you to sit down and make a list of, you know, the things that are in your habits and your routines, or maybe friendships. That's a whole nother podcast that I think I should record about, like, letting friendships go that are no longer serving you. But that's a conversation for another day. But maybe make a list of things in your personal life that may not be serving you as much as you are trying to argue that they are, and ask yourself how you can make certain shifts to either completely, you know, eradicate that part of your life or just shift it, like I'm doing with the blog, where instead of once a week every Friday, maybe it's once every couple weeks or once a month. And that decision feels a little bittersweet, not a little, a lot bittersweet, but it feels much more in alignment with where I'm growing my business. And that's okay. It's okay to make those changes. So as always, I hope that this podcast hits. I hope that it helps, and I hope that it really resonates. And if you need further encouragement about what to let go of, you know, come show up in the community. As a reminder, we have our amazing new free tier. And next week, I'm going to share more about April programming, which is all about abundance. And I'm so, so, so excited for the next six sessions because they are just going to be so, so next level. So I hope to see you guys in the community. As always, the link is in the show notes, and I will see all of you beautiful souls next week.